Aiden, so I know a lot happened since the last time that we had an interview, but
Yes.
one of the things that was coming to mind was the
Yes.
you had an encounter with someone who had committed suicide. And
Yes, yes,
share
yes.
with us that story, because I think people maybe they've had friends that's happened to, or
Yes,
family
yes.
members, and sometimes they need some hope.
Yes,
They have
absolutely.
that question of what happens afterwards. Do they go to purgatory? What does God do?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Because of the ministry, we would get an awful lot of people ringing, especially when they have somebody in their families who unfortunately would have committed suicide. And it's a devastating situation to find any families in that situation. And because of our ministry and because of the work that we reach out to people, and it's associated to our ministry because of the debt and because of suffering. And quite often people would ring and ask me to pray for their loved ones who committed suicide. But the biggest question that would be on their mind and the biggest worry would be, are they in heaven? Are they in purgatory?
Are
Where
they
are they?
okay?
And that is the biggest worry, you know. And they would ask me, Aidan, would you be able to pray? Would you be able to discern it? And I say to them, only the Lord discerns it for me. Sometimes it does not happen. It would be the Lord's timing that would happen, but quite often it would happen. And the reason why the Lord would confirm it to me is to give peace to the person, to reassure God's mercy and His compassion. And one day a person did ring me and their son committed suicide and they were totally devastated. And they were offering up a lot of masses and prayers, but deep inside they were wondering, Aidan, where are they? Yeah. If I know they were sad, they were hurting. And for them to do that, they were not in the right state of mind. So, and I knew that the Lord was so compassionate and would have understood their situation. And I know people say suicide is a horrible thing and whatever, but in order for the person to be in that state, they must be so depressed.
A lot of times maybe they
Yes.
see it almost as like a like maybe they've tried so many other things, they've despaired. And sometimes
Yes.
it's maybe more the people that are around them that really should
Yes.
it's maybe there's it's hard to say, but sometimes
Yes,
that
yes.
person may not be as culpable as we realize
Yes,
because of
absolutely.
all types of things that have
Yeah.
happened in their life.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening?
Yeah. And the amazing thing too, as well, they would have told me that, and the first thing I would say is they would know that the son would have been depressed, so they would have been going to counseling and getting counseling. And but it didn't seem to, they said to me that it didn't seem to, or worked for a while, but he would go back into the same situation. And I remember them ringing me up one day and say, Aidan, this, he went to counseling, but it doesn't seem to be working. One day he's okay, the other day he's fine, and then he's back into, and he was getting worse. And I was praying to the Lord, and I said, Lord, why is that the case? And the Lord said, it needs to be covered in prayer. We need to pray for those who are doing the counseling. And that came to mind, and I said it to the lady, so you must pray for the counselor. But at that particular time, they were not, they would pray, but they weren't fully committed in prayer, and they didn't realize the importance of prayer, you know. But even if they were praying for his healing, the prayer wasn't wasted, it was for him. And the Lord was going to use that prayer if it wasn't for his healing, but for a purpose, maybe for his salvation, for.
He knew what would happen and where that prayer would
Yes,
be needed
absolutely.
most.
And the Lord would have having a plan around that prayer because we activated that prayer and we made the Lord activate through that prayer that he would make, that he would perform an action to that person. And he would use that for us. So that we say, yeah, that there was a purpose, there was a reason behind that prayer. It wasn't wasted. And you're going, wow, God is so good. And even in the times of despair, he still uses situations, even if it is sad, he was turned that sadness to joy. Because joy in the Lord is our salvation, because give God, it gives God salvation. It gives God that joy that we reach out to him in prayer. And that prayer is joy, because joy is love, and love is our salvation. And that's where he desires us to be with him.
So with that man, unfortunately, he...
Yes, so what happened to that gentleman, unfortunately, he committed suicide. And I prayed about it, and I prayed and I said, Lord, this is, we've got to do something about this. And the Lord told me we need to pray. So he asked us to construct a prayer that we will say in our prayer days in Chum.
Yeah.
And one of our group leaders, Angela, would read out that prayer every time we meet on the Tuesday, the second Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. We would pray that prayer. And Jesus said that by saying that prayer, many souls will get that grace, not only to be healed, but all those who did commit suicide, the Lord would show his compassion. Mm-hmm. And that to me was a great sense of joy. And he told me to share that with people.
Yeah.
So with that anyway, that particular person, I prayed and prayed so much for him. And one day I was deep in prayer, and he appeared to me. And he was wearing a white garment, but partially light, not fully light. And I realized when I was looking at it that he wasn't fully purified, but I felt that remorse from him, mm-hmm. because the Lord made him realize for what he'd done and the ripple effects that his debt caused to his family.
Yeah.
And he told me that was because of my prayers and the prayers that the Holy Souls Ministry pray, and for all people who pray for the Holy Souls, that prayer was for him. And it was at that time when he was committing the suicidal attempt, and when he done that suicide, the Lord appeared to him and showed mercy on him because he repented. And the Lord gave him that opportunity because of our prayers. He opened up himself to that person. So there's a story behind that and a meaning behind it, you know?
Yeah, that even if a person's making a poor choice, our choices that we make in prayer, we can apply those to that person at that moment when they're in poor choices, so that they maybe get a chance for repentance, for salvation.
Yes,
that absolutely. Jesus wants to use that to... He doesn't want them to go to hell. He wants them to be saved. He wants them to repent of that so that they can
absolutely
be in heaven eventually.
Yeah. And that is the whole purpose of our ministry. Our ministry is not just praying, but it's praying for those who are suicidal, who are sick, who are dying. And those prayers are focused on all of that.
Yeah.
And it's all about salvation. It's all about the soul.
Yeah.
Corporal works of mercy.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus was telling me so many times, and he would teach me situations, and he would sometimes give me visions. So he would be the teacher. It would be like going into the classroom, and he would be the teacher. And but most of my teaching, he would give me visions. It's like reading a story, but with pictures. And I picture when I was a little kid, I used to have a storybook, but you'd have illustrations. But because of my intellectual situation before, when I explained before in my last interview with you, many people realize because I was dyslexia, you know. So the Lord was giving me that, you know, read, because he was giving me, it was like somebody who couldn't read. And that's why I realized that you had all these art and statues in the church. And the Lord said, that's why you have art. So people can see. There was a lot of people who could not read, who were dyslexic.
It's a different way of teaching.
Yeah, and they had no, they were not able to read, you know. And so that's why the Lord showed art, and that's why he used art. So it was a visual. So you could see what you were actually reading. Mm-hmm. And you could see exactly when the Lord would illustrate that vision to me. What that illustration was is how he is explaining to me.
Yeah.
And I was able to understand it, you know.
Were there any that were particularly memorable that you thought that impacted you? Maybe all of them did, but any in particular that you would mind sharing?
Yes. Yeah, there was a, I had an experience of another soul who was very, very depressed. And the amazing thing about it was this is the power of prayer. And this person used to, I knew the mother very well because I used to go and I used to pray down in their house, and we pray for the holy souls and we pray for the family. But he had a son that again was very depressed. And he ended up anyway that he was so depressed that he was on the verge of suicide. And one day so I was praying for him. This is an amazing story. And I was praying for him and praying for him. And the mother says, Aidan, will you go down and pray for him one more time? And I said, he did. So and then all of a sudden something happened and I couldn't make it. And she rung up, Aidan, I need you to go down, I need you to go down. I said, listen, I'm so tied down, but I pray for him. But anyway, the next morning, I get a call from the same woman. And the woman says, Aidan, you'll never guess. I was waking up my son for him to get ready, to put breakfast on for him to go to work. He was not in his room, nowhere in the house. And she was wondering, where was he? So she decided to go out the backyard and into the shed. And just as she was going into the shed, he was ready to commit suicide and caught him in time. So anyway, she told me that and she says, Aidan, will you come down? I said, yeah, I will. Give me 1 or 2 days because I had a lot of stuff to do. But I was praying for him. So anyway, arrives into the house and I prayed and prayed for a full hour for him. And what I done is now the Lord said, go to the tabernacle, bring him to the tabernacle, bring him to the church. And I brought him to the church and he knelt face to face with Jesus. And then his face lit up. Something about what happened. And I knew he had some encounter with Jesus. Something happened to him. And I said, something is changing in him. There's something happening that Jesus is doing. Then a day or two later, oh, anyway, he kept, we went home anyway. A day or two later, the mother rang me and says, Aidan, whatever you done or whatever you done in that chapel with Jesus in the tabernacle, he is a total changed person.
Wow.
Totally changed.
It's like Jesus delivered him of
He
whatever.
totally delivered him
Yeah.
completely from his suicidal
Yeah.
tendency. And I was so delighted, you know. I said, praise you, Jesus, you know. So, and another thing, she said, Aidan, if I won the lotto, it would not be compared to what Jesus has done to my son.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And it was an indication to her, the love and the compassion of Jesus. And if someone were to say, how do you describe a ministry? That's exactly how you would describe it. You would describe it as being the word of God put into action.
Yeah.
You would describe us, or you would recognize us into even the book of Maccabees, where it says it's a holy and wholesome thought
Yeah.
to pray for the dead so that they may be loosened from their sins.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes it's the souls in purgatory, sometimes
Yes.
it's those that are maybe spiritually, emotionally dead, you know.
Yes.
So it's like they're in purgatory on earth, you know.
Yes. And they are experience that pain. And they're experiencing that pain because A, and the Lord told me that most times they are not healed is because there is no prayer. It is like there's something lacking. And the Lord said, you must pray. If someone is sick, if someone's going to a doctor, if someone's seeking counseling, you must pray for that counselor. Mm-hmm. Because if you have not me in that center, and then he said to me, listen to those words, he said to me. He says, those words that I say right now to you, when he appeared to me one day, he says, and he mentioned the word Matthew 18:20. Whenever two or three are gathered in my name, I am truly present. And that's how you would recognize our ministry. Mm-hmm. Because we bring Jesus in everything we do. When we go to our prayer meetings and prayer masses and prayers, we bring Jesus. And we bring Jesus to the people. We also bring Jesus where there is despair, where there's suffering. Mm-hmm. We bring Jesus. And Jesus wants us to realize that he is present. And even when you are speaking about him or talking about him or talking about any situation in relation to Jesus or even in purgatory,
yeah,
Jesus is present. He is present because he wants us to realize that when he is present, he's not just present for the fun of it.
Yeah.
He wants to say, here I am. Here I am. And where I am is where the power is. That's where you will receive the power.
Yeah.
And this is our ministry. You know, this is, you know, it's all our ministries. But I think our ministry is more or less evident of the word of God. You know, whoever two or three are gathered in my name. And then you have the Sermon on the Mount, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And those people who come to our services, who are grieving their loved ones, they too are getting peace. Jesus has given them the blessing because we're coming to his presence and we're allowing his presence to be among us. That is our ministry. That is the ministry of every person who prays for the holy souls. They are part of that ministry. They don't have to be writing a form, an application form that, oh, by the way, Alvera, you're a member of the,
yeah.
That, no, you're spiritually a member of the Holy Souls.
It's powerful because I think about thinking about Jesus' presence, maybe the most common way we think about it is his presence in the Eucharist. And I think about how whenever I pray before the tabernacle, there's just such peace there.
Yes, absolutely.
And to be able to, in a different way, but maybe similar, two or three being gathered, that you can bring that peace to the people praying,
yes,
but also those you're praying for and those that you're visiting.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
And the main thing is because the Lord wants that to happen. And the fact that when we accept the Lord's will and say, yeah, I want a door open for my people, that they can feel my presence, know my presence. But because you're the hands and feet, you're opening that door. You're accepting, you're making that possible.
Yeah.
Because of, you're putting the words of God in action.
Yeah.
You're allowing that to take place.
Yeah.
And that's where the healing is of our ministry. Our ministry is not about all about soul. It's about healing the soul. As the soul is being healed and purified in purgatory, we're doing it here on earth.
Yeah.
You know, and most times Jesus said, is important also is to pray for the living. Because that prayer mass, before they die, they're getting the grace, mm-hmm. and they're getting more power of God in them because they're, once they are dead, they're dead. And sometimes they might avoid their purgatory. They're praying and praying and the Lord is giving him their grace and he's illuminating their hearts, revealing himself more before they die. You know, when they die, that's it. You have to, you're in purgatory and that's it. And you have to, but the Lord will give them that grace.
Yeah.
For their salvation, their peace, their healing, and so forth.
With that idea of healing, I was listening to one of the messages in the Novena days of Our Lady of Medjugorje there. And,
yes, yes.
And she was, I think it was like on the third day, she was talking about how asking people to pray for the souls in purgatory and especially those in their family tree.
Yes.
To be delivered from evil. And I think they're the idea that when we pray for our ancestors in purgatory, we experience healing.
Absolutely.
Both for them, but also for the living.
Yes.
Do you have any encounters with that where you've seen a soul in purgatory from a family where they've prayed for them and somehow they know that they're delivered, and then you've seen a healing then in the family.
Oh yes. There was one soul that I give. It's even better because what Jesus told me, which is for, it's in the line of what you're saying, is that because I remember one person saying to me before, "Well, how can the holy souls hear your prayer?" You know, and I was trying to explain to him, and I said, "Lord, how do I answer that person?" Because only God can answer prayer because he's omnipotent, he can hear and he's more, you know. But I said, you know, so I said, how does that happen? And I said, I was trying to figure it out, you know. And so this occasion, this woman asked me to go down to her father, down to his grave to pray for him. And she said, it's the same thing because I says, okay, we will go down and I will pray. And she turned up with her friend. And I was praying and praying on the headstone of the father. Then all of a sudden, I could smell tobacco pipe filling the air with tobacco. And I go and I said, wow, that's amazing. I said, your father smoked a pipe, didn't he? She says, how did you know? He says, I says, I could smell tobacco. And he's reading, he's reading to people. He says, how did you know that? And I says, it's the Lord is revealing that the soul is even aware of us being here, praying for him. And the Lord is allowing the soul to see us praying and to say, yes, thank you so much for praying.
That's incredible. Did he read a lot to people during his
And the
life?
amazing thing about it was the reason what happened was his her father, who lived in the village, was the only person that could read the
Oh,
newspaper. So he used to get the villagers in and he'd sit down on a chair smoking the pipe,
oh my gosh.
reading the newspaper to the villagers.
Yeah.
And he was used to do that quite often. And
That's
he says, you
amazing.
are not to know that. I never told anyone about that.
Yeah, and that's such a
And that give,
it's kind of a
and
small detail that
yes.
you wouldn't share with
And I said to her, I said, now you pray to your dad, to ask your dad, because he's here. He knows it. He knows you're here. Because that's how he's able to communicate, because the Lord allows that to encourage you that he is not dead, but he is alive in Christ. But you have to pray for him, because I know the lady was suffering a sickness. I'm not quite sure. I said, pray to your dad. And she told him, and she met me a week later, and she says, Aidan, I feel much better. In fact, I don't feel that pain anymore.
That's incredible.
I said, there you go.
So just after a week of praying
Just a week of prayer
for her father and
for
for
her father. Yeah.
That's
And it
incredible.
indicates that they are aware.
Yeah.
Because another occasion I was we were doing a prayer the day after Knock, which we celebrate the 2nd of November in Knock Shrine.
Yeah.
And then we were asked to go to another parish to do mass, what you experienced in Tuam,
yeah.
the same structure and the same procedures as the service we were doing.
Yeah.
And we were praying, and then just before the service was over, didn't I see an apparition? And I looked at the apparition, and it was a priest, but he was dressed as a Franciscan habit. And I realized it was a Franciscan because he was wearing, you know, the robe,
Yeah.
and he had a beard, you know. And that was the Monday, day after Knock. And when I prayed for him, because the minute we prayed for him and the mass was over, he appeared directly above the altar. He was looking up at the, and I looked up and he was above, you know,
Yeah.
above the altar. And then all of a sudden, the angels took hold of him right and left, and he disappeared in this beautiful light. And so I said, praise Jesus. So what am I, why am I getting this? For there's a reason why the Lord is showing me this. The next day I was going through YouTube and this priest was giving a talk about the Holy Souls. But he particularly was talking about Monday, the day after we celebrated, which is the Sunday, the Monday, the Franciscans pray for their holy souls the day after the Holy Souls, which we celebrated at the same time, the same day as we were praying for the holy souls.
So he was saying that the Franciscans will pray for the souls in purgatory on November 3rd?
Yes, on the, and but it was this, but it was the same day that we had our mass.
Yeah,
was that Monday?
Wow.
To indicate to us that our prayers and the prayers of the Franciscans were united.
We're like joining together.
Joining together.
Wow.
To indicate that that is why what Jesus was saying, whenever two or three are gathered, it, we are doing exactly the same.
Yeah.
Because we're joining together with Jesus, his presence,
yeah,
as a family.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, now, that is why I say to you and to all, the prayers of the righteous are all powerful.
Yeah.
So he gives us this, not for me, but he says, always tells me, share it. Share it. I said, Lord, I want to become humble. No. He says, you're giving me glory.
Yeah.
And when you give me glory, you're giving hope. I want my children to be have hope in their hearts.
Yeah.
Too many people are depressed or lonely. They have no one.
Yeah.
But I want to give them hope. And if I perform miracles, if I have to perform miracles through my children.
We can't hide them.
We can't hide them. Because I know people would say, Aidan, when you visit me, I was lonely. I had no one to talk to. And only for you, I could be dead long ago. The simplest things of coming and praying with that person could save a person from being depressed or maybe suicidal at times. Or, you know, even that little act is an act of love. And that person told me I could have been dead long ago. Only for you, Aidan. I said, don't thank me. I said, thank the Lord, because the Lord made that happen.
Yeah.
He opened the door for me so I can do that. And that's why what the Lord said, it is a holy and wholesome thought.
Yeah.
And that's how you will recognize our ministry. Because it's designed for that sacred purpose.
Yeah.
And all the members in our ministry are dedicated to that service.
That's beautiful.
Praise you, Jesus.
I think this has been wonderful for people to hear some of these amazing things.
That, yes, yes.
That the Lord is doing in your life and in your ministry. As always, I'll put the contact here so people can, if they want to physically be a part of it or even just spiritually, so they can know about it.
Yes.
So they can contact you.
Yes.
And thank you so much for sharing these different things.
No problem.
It gives hope to people.
Yes,
and
yes.
And I think it encourages them in praying more for the souls in purgatory that
it's
prayer is real, our faith is real.
Yes.
And these things help us believe
absolutely,
that even
more. And I would like to share, and I'd like to, before we leave off, Alvarez, is that if anyone can help us, because we want to reach more places, reach more people, and we do an awful lot of traveling, and it costs us an awful lot. Yeah, We will have a web page open at the moment, and we're going to have a section where people can donate to our list, so we can, unfortunately, you know, it costs us a lot of expense and an awful lot of work behind the scenes for printing, cost of traveling and pet everything, you know, and we would like people, if they could help us to donate and to help us in our ministry to reach out.
Because maybe some people can't do different things, but
if
they have, God has given them the gift of this wonderful job, they can.
Yes, or anything that they can feel. Yes.
Through their financial help, you know, which is.
Yes. Or anything that they can help us in to promote the ministry. If they want us to go to their parish to do a Holy Souls evening of prayer.
Yeah.
That way we're promoting and we're spreading that devotion. And even in the one to set up a prayer group, that too is promoting it as well, and or any ways that they can, you know, hopefully we're trying to get online. Maybe we might have a little shop online or anything online that they think that we can be promoted in any way and help us in any way possible. We would so be grateful. And if someone can do help us to have a premises that we can do the ministry on or whatever, save sometimes the traveling or whatever, you know. We'd encourage witnesses, and I know there are good people out there, and that's why I would close out that the Lord would inspire such good, kind people that He will touch the hearts of those who might be able to help us spiritually or physically for the ministry.
Amen.
And I thank you, Alvaro,
Sure.
and thank you for all your help and your promoting our ministry.
Yeah.
And again, and we hope and we will be online. We hope we'll be Zoom calling
Yeah.
and do webinars as well. So
Yeah.
we have all that planned when we get the internet
Yeah.
fully sorted out, you
Yeah.
know.
Well, why don't
So,
we pray for
yes, yeah, thank you
that
so
this
much.
ministry may grow as much as Jesus wants it to, and that there may be people there to
Praise the
support
Lord.
it in different ways through prayer, financially, and their presence. So, in the name of the Father, the
Father,
Son,
the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
we'll entrust
Amen.
this to the Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary,
Full of
of grace,
grace, the
the Lord
Lord
is
is
with
with
thee.
thee.
Blessed
Blessed
art
art
thou
thou
amongst
among
women,
women,
and
and blessed
blessed is
is
the
the fruit
fruit
of
of thy
thy
womb,
womb, Jesus.
Jesus. Holy
Holy
Mary,
Mary,
Mother
Mother of
of God,
God,
pray
pray
for
for
us
us
sinners,
sinners,
now
now
and
and
at
at
the
the
hour
hour
of
of
our
our
death.
death.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Father,
the Son,
Son,
and
Holy
Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Aidan.
God bless you. Thank you so much.